Thank you and good afternoon. Fortuna police, with an assist from a CAL FIRE law enforcement officer, recovered a stolen vehicle on Tuesday, but not before a brief vehicle pursuit ensued. Fortuna police were alerted to the stolen car by the CAL FIRE officer who was following the vehicle near Hydesville as it was driven towards Fortuna. The driver of the stolen car, 29-year-old Cody Owens, entered the city limits, and when Fortuna officers attempted a traffic stop, he fled instead. The pursuit ended on Ronerville Road, and Owens was arrested and booked on several charges, including felony evasion and possession of stolen property. Two passengers in the stolen car, James Bauer from Eureka and Christian Heath of Utah, were questioned by officers and later released. The stolen car was returned to its rightful owner. A Humboldt County Sheriff's deputy responded to a report of a suspicious vehicle in the parking lot of the Hoopa Post Office on Monday afternoon. When the deputy contacted the two occupants, he recognized both from previous law enforcement contacts. While talking with those occupants, the passenger, 27-year-old Delilah Colgrove, admitted she had drug paraphernalia in her purse. A search of Colgrove and her belongings turned up that paraphernalia, and the deputy also recovered a loaded handgun from the car's console. Colgrove was arrested and booked into county jail. The driver was released at the scene. The sheriff's office has issued an alert to county residents regarding the safety of packages dropped off at homes during this holiday season. The sheriff's office has received reports that thieves are following UPS and FedEx delivery trucks and then stealing packages left on the doorsteps of homes. Residents are encouraged to make sure to require a signature for any packages, write specific instructions for the delivery company on where to leave a package, and to reroute packages if necessary. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying three suspects wanted in connection with a string of robberies at Eureka businesses. The suspects, two women and a man, were seen driving a black Kia sedan, and police received three reports that the trio had stolen items from three businesses in Eureka. Police have surveillance video from one of those businesses. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. Eureka Main Street is asking for the public's help in locating a bird that was ripped off a C Street sculpture sometime between December 3rd and 4th in downtown Eureka. The bird was part of Jack Sewell's sculpture and is made of aluminum. It has a wingspan of 5 feet. If anyone has information about the bird or who vandalized the sculpture, they are asked to contact police or Eureka Main Street. Humboldt County has received just over 11 inches of rain since the beginning of the month, and that rain, combined with high astronomical tides, has led to localized flooding in coastal and low-lying areas. The National Weather Service has issued another flood watch for Thursday morning, and the forecast is for more heavy rain tonight and into Thursday. A cold front will follow the rain, and that will bring snow levels down to 2,000 feet by Christmas night, and that will affect travelers, particularly on highways 36, 199, and 299. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On December 22, 1964, three Coast Guard helicopter crew members and four local residents the crew had picked up lost their lives after the helicopter crashed while working to rescue stranded North Coast residents during the flood of the century. The Coast Guard held a memorial service on Tuesday to honor those victims, and then a Coast Guard helicopter crew took to the air to rescue two stranded duck hunters who found themselves in rapidly rising water near the Eel River. The two men were seen by a neighbor in distress, and the Coast Guard, along with CAL FIRE, the CHP, and other emergency personnel, responded to the scene. The Coast Guard helicopter lowered a rescue swimmer to pull the men to safety. They were taken to a local hospital for treatment of hypothermia. The Coast Guard crew of Rescue 6606, Commander Kevin Barnes, Lieutenant J.J. Briggs, Emergency Flight Mechanic Matt Lawrence, and Rescue Swimmer Adam Carr, then rejoined the ongoing memorial service at Station Humboldt Bay. The Headwaters Fund Board is looking for a new member, and if you're interested in serving, you have a few weeks to get an application into the Prosperity Center in downtown Eureka. Applicants will be interviewed by a screening committee, and that committee will then make recommendations to the Board of Supervisors, which will make the final decision. The new board member will begin their term in February, and interested parties can apply online at the Headwaters Fund website or by visiting the Prosperity Center in Eureka. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.